You're listening to a podcast from the Cinema Geekly Podcast Network. We're the geeks you deserve and the ones you need right now.
Dead Cinema Geekly's all-encompassing omnibus Walking Dead podcast. It is Anthony and Aurora, and we are back to talk more Walking Dead season one, presumably. Now that Dead City thing looked like it's going to turn into a multi-season thing, let's just presume season one, episode one of The Walking Dead: Daryl Dixon on AMC and AMC Plus. They really did not have a better, not a creative name for this one.
Daryl Dixon is enough.
I guess, right? And I mean, the naming convention seems to be if there's more than one character, like more than one main character, it gets a show title. Like Rick and Michonne's show is called whatever it is. I don't remember the name of it off the top of my head. But obviously, the Negan and Maggie show isn't The Walking Dead: Negan and Maggie. It's Dead City. But it's just Daryl, and maybe someone else is going to show up a little bit later in the show, but I don't think they're going to be the main character. So, it's just The Walking Dead: Daryl Dixon. So, I can imagine the same rule would apply if Eugene got his own show and it was just, The Walking Dead: Eugene Porter. I think
I don't know if I will watch that.
I don't know if I would. I mean, maybe I would watch. I don't know.
My poor husband, he saw me watching this and he was like, wait, wasn't this over? And I was like, no. And I have to.
It never ends. Again. Yeah.
This is a spinoff. And he was like, weren't you watching a spinoff like a few months ago? And I was like, yeah, but that was a different show.
Everyone
confused.
Everyone in my life when I started watching Spider-Man Far From Home, and they're like, wait, aren't those MCU movies over? And I'm like, no, that never ends.
Never ends.
Just because Endgame happened doesn't mean like it's stopping. No, they're going to go on forever. Right. So here we are going on forever with The Walking Dead. And you'll have to pardon my French, everyone, because it's a little out of practice. But I haven't taken French since like
middle school. I was watching this and I was like, we're going to have a hard time, talking about these people.
Yeah.
I cannot pronounce some of their names.
So episode one is, I believe, called L'Homme Perdu, which is The Lost Soul. Something along those lines. Or as Indiana Hoosiers fans would call it, L'Homme Perdu.
That's right.
Not a fan of the Boilermakers in Indiana. It's an in-state rivalry that I don't know anything about. I just looked it up for the purposes of this podcast. Because it's like, what if I can't pronounce the French? I'm like, just say it American-wise. And L'Homme Perdu it is. So, we begin with Daryl Dixon washing ashore on the coast of France near Marseille and sets out to return to America. Daryl encounters a new Walker variant known as Burners and suffers a wound to his arm before meeting Maribel and her grandfather. The three are attacked by Henri and let's just go with Michael. I don't want to say Michael because it's Michelle. Michelle?
Maybe, yeah.
Soldiers from The Cause. Now, if they call themselves The Cause, this is news to me. Maybe they said it en français, but
I did not catch that up.
But according to the internet, that's the name of their group. Leading to Daryl and Maribel killing the two men before Maribel and her grandfather end up robbing Daryl, a reminder that we're still in the Walking Dead universe and you can't trust anybody, and then they flee. The two are later caught by Michelle's brother, Cordrone, and he kills Mirabelle's grandfather, and then seeks out revenge on Daryl once she sort of squeals on him, although without implicating herself in all of this. She kind of tries to pretend she's in. I mean, obviously, she tells them she was involved. They would kill her, too. So she stays mm-hmm. quiet about it and just throws Daryl completely under the bus for all of this. Daryl is found by Isabel, a nun for the from the Union of Hope, who takes him into her abbey for treatment. Isabel introduces Daryl to Laurent, a young boy whom the Union believes is the Messiah, destined to lead humanity to a revival, while she believes Daryl is the messenger who must deliver Laurent to the Union in Paris. But he rejects the idea and leaves. Caudron and his men attack the abbey, killing most of the nuns, but Daryl returns and helps fend off Caudron and kills his men. Afterward, Daryl agrees to help in exchange for Isabel leading him to the port at Le Havre. It's revealed that Daryl has been captured in America and turned over to a cause ship that was transporting subjects for experimentation, but he instigated a mutiny, destroyed most of their research, and escaped overboard. The cause's leader, Jeanette, places orders for Daryl to be found. Okay, Aurora, what did you think of episode one?
I mean, I love the fact that Daryl just arrives in this place and just chaos ensues.
Immediately, yeah.
Immediately, everybody's looking for him.
Yeah.
I have mixed feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Because, as you know, I love Daryl Dixon.
Of course. Norman Reedus is your guy.
Yes, he's my guy. So I'm excited about, you know, a show just for him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that says about me, but I love anything that has nuns that fight.
It's just unexpected.
Don't know. Have you played the game Hitman?
No, I have not played that. I mean, I know of it, but I've not played it.
There are some nuns in that game that are like have guns and you have to like fight against.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. That I don't know why that specific. I don't know if that's a genre.
I mean, there's something. I think there's something sort of in general about maybe sort of that trope, like the warrior monk or whatever.
Yes.
But there's something about that's appealing. Yeah. Maybe it's sort of the contradictory nature of it, and even more so when you think of nuns. Because like when I think of nuns, I think of Sister Act or whatever. Like I'm thinking like Whoopi Goldberg and that comedy mm-hmm. nun movie where she like leads a choir, and like thinking of them of being like all kind of badasses and stuff,
right
that's such a weird contradiction to me. But and the fact that they all have like medieval weaponry or whatever,
that oh my god, that was amazing. That I love that scene. He's like, Daryl is the nun in that room, and he's like, I'm going to take this. Is that fine? I'm going to borrow this, too.
Yeah. He picked up, like, an ancient crossbow, and he's like, Yeah.
And she's, like, talking to him about something very serious, and he's like,
yeah, he's like,
whatever, dude. I just want these weapons.
He's like, look at all the stabbies. Yeah.
So I like that, and I love the idea of, you know, Daryl having like a fighting nun group with him.
Yeah.
I mean, most of them. Amazing.
I mean, most of them died, but yeah.
Most of them died, but you know, he like just having a sidekick that's a nun, that's mm-hmm. amazing to me.
Right.
I'm not sure how I feel about the Messiah storyline.
Okay.
Because we've seen in the Walking Dead show, multiple times, like cult leaders and people being driven to do things because they believe someone is a savior.
Kind of. I mean, I feel like this is different.
It's a little bit different because what we've seen in The Walking Dead are people that are just like have or narcissist. That's basically...
Yeah, I mean, they're basically... This, right? I feel like it's almost people who institute a cult for survival purposes. Right, like, I'm trying to protect these people or whatever.
Right.
And this is very much like you've instituted some sort of, like, supernatural horror... Not horror. Right. Like, some sort of supernatural religious... adventure or whatever, yeah. like into this like survival horror show, where it's like, this is the, I mean, they went like a few steps short of being like, this is Jesus reincarnated, but they certainly went far enough to be like, this is the person who's going to like deliver us from all of this. Right. And, like, you are the person meant to deliver this person to the place where he will deliver us from everything else. And, and Daryl's like, great, a fetch quest.
but like I can also see him, you know, from everything that he has experienced.
Yeah.
I can also understand how, you know, he's hesitant. He's like, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, this, I've seen people, you know, believe in things like this before and it hasn't worked out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
Right. So I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of like, I don't know about this storyline, but I'm going to see what happens with it. But I love that it's in a different country.
Yeah, too. Me too.
Like, we get to see like what's happening in other parts of the world during the zombie apocalypse. And to be honest, I mean, it seems like they're doing fine because the nuns look okay. Their clothes are all clean and the place doesn't seem destroyed until these guys show up. But yeah, I think it's different enough that I'm hooked to see what happens.
Ah, okay. So, fun fact. I mean, I also really liked how the show looked. One of the things that really stood out to me the most about this episode and this, this beginning for this show is that it felt very fresh from a Walking Dead fan perspective. This felt different than, I mean, even different from Dead City, which did have some of the traditional Walking Dead things in it that you're used to seeing. I feel like I'm not sure where they're going to be going with this story and how it all plays out exactly, but there are some elements in here that I think are interesting. Like, I didn't feel like they did a very good job of explaining how Daryl ended up here, but like that he was captured by this group that's doing experiments, and he instigated a mutiny and ended up going overboard, and like where they were going, what they were planning, all of that stuff is very mysterious, but it's very different from the usual Walking Dead fare. Although we've seen a little bit of that experimentation stuff in Fear the Walking Dead, but this seems to be a much larger, more capable group, more like an organization than anything else. So that was interesting. I find at least the concept of the kid who's sort of like the super empathetic or emotionally intelligent kid who kind of senses things or sees things before they happen. You know, he made that drawing supposedly of Daryl like 3 days before Daryl showed up, you know, like that sort of stuff. Like those kind of elements feel very new to The Walking Dead. So I'm into that. The placement is super cool. They actually filmed, I believe, most of this in France. So that was really cool. And there was a lot. I mean, I don't fully understand the path that Daryl took to get to a lot of the places he went, but it didn't matter because it resulted in some pretty cool shots, like Daryl crossing an ancient aqueduct.
Right.
And like just things that you couldn't do here.
Just Norman Reedus in a convent was a sight to see.
Yeah, it was just something, right? It was just weird. I also love, like, with Daryl, it's such a Daryl-y thing to do when he gets off of the boat, or, you know, the thing he was sort of tied to, and gets on the shore. like, once he gets his wits about him, he's just like, oh, well, like, here we go.
Just, he just goes with the flow.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, if I were more of a professional, Aurora, I would have already done some reading and found out that they are currently filming the second season of this show in Europe. And even though there is the SAG-AFTRA strike is happening right now, the show is still filming because AMC has an agreement with SAG-AFTRA to continue. So they agreed to the terms.
I saw this because, of course, I follow Norman Reedus on Instagram, and he posted about this.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I feel like we're going to get more from Maribel. Because they paid way too much attention to her in the show for her to be a one-off. But, you know, they're trying to give us sort of a more, like a villain with some depth in Codrone, the man with a face tattoo, because those guys are always evil. But, you know, his brother, one of the ones who died was his brother, and that was the one that Maribel killed. And, you know, but like, and I get that your brother's dead and you're really sad about that, but maybe there's some self-reflection here that you guys are kind of dicks. Maybe you're just not like the best people, and perhaps that's why like sometimes stuff like this happens.
I mean, honestly, Maribel was kind of a dick too.
That's true. Yeah. Don't be a dick, everybody. I mean, I know like the urge in the zombie apocalypse, especially so many years in, so many people must have just given up by now. I'm impressed though with the convent to have stuck around through, like, they're just kind of going about their business. I mean, other than the fact that they're, like, trained to, like, kill.
I mean, how has anyone, nobody has, like, gone and tried to take over this convent? It's like a fortress. No.
I mean, the funny thing is, though, a lot of the cause members seem to have, like, you know, like, at least some amount of reverence for them still. Like, you know, they're like, ah, really sorry about this or whatever. At least until things went sideways. And then they're like, I have no compunction with killing nuns. I thought for the most part, a really good episode that a strong debut, at least interesting concepts. I don't know how I feel about the story yet. They've only got 5 more episodes in which to kind of expand on it. Now, obviously, they're doing a second season, so we're probably not going to get all of our answers at the end of this first one. But, you know, hopefully, with the few episodes they have remaining, things are going to get spelled out a bit more for us. But I'm excited to see where all of that potentially goes. But I would say for the most part, really happy with the debut episode. I don't really have any complaint. It wasn't a perfect episode, but I don't really have any complaints about it either.
Yeah, me neither. I thought it was solid, and I thought that I agree that they didn't explain a lot of about, you know, the details of Daryl getting there. I'm assuming we're gonna get more information as we go, but I think it was enough information for me to be like, I'm gonna keep watching.
I mean, so, as if you weren't going to keep watching. I mean, anyway, that was always
I do want to point out something that I've always found interesting in the Walking Dead universe, is that Daryl Dixon has never had a romantic interest.
No, like, he's come close.
He's come close. Well, we had that side story with that woman that he lived with for a bit.
Oh, yeah, yep.
But, like, within the main cast, he has had some good relationships. But nothing has, evolved to romance. I wonder if they're going to do something along those lines in this show, too.
It's possible. I mean, when they originally announced this was going to be the Carol and Daryl show. And to the best of my knowledge, Carol is in this show. She shows up at some point. I presume. I believe
she was in a flashback.
Yeah.
This episode.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He had a couple of like little flashbacky dream sequency things, sort of. Yeah, so I don't think that counts, though. I think, like, she's actually in the show. I don't know. Okay. But I remember when originally this was, like, the Carol and Daryl show. Mm-hmm. I think there was some sort of goings-on about, like, oh, it's going to be a relationship or, you know, something along those lines. Like, Carol and Daryl's honeymoon or something. But it's nothing like that. So, we'll see how any of that stuff sort of pans out. I mean, maybe he's just one of those characters that, you know, he's just like, look, this world is not cut out for that sort of thing, like, from his perspective.
And honestly, I mention it because I've always found that to be one of the things I like about this character, that they have not, like, I like it when they don't have to, like, follow a specific pattern with characters, like, mm-hmm. with this one, yeah, there's no romantic interest, it's just Daryl. And yeah. I like that. But I wonder if they're going to try to do something related to that in this episode, because it seemed like there was some, like, chemistry with the nun.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Like, she is a nun, but she doesn't seem like your average nun. I don't know. So it's hard to say 100%.
Yeah.
There's a, I really liked the, they had like a play on words where she asked Daryl, he was super vague about how he ended up here or whatever, but he's just like a series of bad decisions or whatever. Right. And, you know, when he's like, what landed you here or whatever? And she said a series of good decisions. Mm-hmm. I thought that was like a nice, play on words.
Right.
So yeah, I'm liking the writing. I'm interested in the direction and I love the setting, and you know, they added a new walker variant, which mm-hmm. apparently I don't know if their skin I feel like it's acidic, right? Is that what
it seems like? It yeah
they've got some sort of like acidic skin. Yep. Or and not all of them, of course. It's it's like getting a chase action figure or something. Like, not every walker comes with acidic biting action, but some of them do.
It feels like if you were playing like a video game, you're like in the final stages of the game where you're getting like the, you know, zombies with extra.
Oh, difficulty. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, this one's wearing a helmet, so it's harder to kill him or whatever. Right. Yeah. But yeah, any final thoughts on episode one, and what would you give it?
I'm going to give it a 4.
Okay.
I liked it. I'm hooked. I want to keep watching. It wasn't something that was like mind blown, mm-hmm. but it's Daryl Dixon.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Wow. Well, how the turns have tabled, because I mm-hmm. did not expect to be giving The Walking Dead : Daryl Dixon first episode a higher score than
overall. Oh, wow.
But yeah, well, it's not much higher. I give it a 4.25, but
okay.
Still, I'm amazed that I'm the one giving this the higher score. Usually, sometimes it's just life throws you twists, and this is a big twist I was not expecting. So, I wasn't expecting you to give it a 5, but I wouldn't have been shocked if you're like 4.5 or something. And I gave it a 4.25 very comfortably, thinking like, I bet Aurora's going to give this a 4.5 at least. But no, you shocked me with this one.
Oh, maybe you're becoming more of a Daryl Dixon fan than
I think
am.
Maybe I am. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've never hated Daryl, but like, I wasn't like on your level, but maybe I'm ascending. We shall see. Okay, everybody, so that's the podcast for this week. Head on over to cinemageekly.com, where you can check out the archives of the show. And, of course, this is a listener-supported podcast, and there are some ways you can help out there. We have a Patreon, patreon.com/cinemageekly. We have our merch store, geeklymerch.com. The links for those are in the show notes for this episode. Of course, you can also find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Audible. Just search for Hear the Walking Dead. hit subscribe, and that way you can join us next week for more The Walking Dead : Daryl Dixon, Season 1, Episode 2, called Alouette.